The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Over the past 12 months in Helsinki, Finland, there has been not one single road death. For such a major city, with a population not too dissimilar to Dublin, actually, it's raised the question, can we achieve this in Ireland? So to discuss, I'm joined by a panel of guests this morning. Social Democrats, a spokesperson for transport, Jennifer Whitmore, Conor Faulknan, consultant specialising in transport and business communications, and Louise Williams, cycling campaigner. You're all very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Before we have a proper chat, there's a clip here I'd like to listen to. It's Roni Uterian, the traffic engineer in Helsinki, on News Talk Breakfast this week on why the roads are safer in Helsinki.
It's more about what have been done during the last decades. Many other factors, such as safer vehicles, safer traffic behavior, legislation, and also traffic enforcement. But the city has also designed better walking and cycling infrastructure. And one thing in the during the last 5 years, what the city has done, it has built automatic speed enforcement sites. So there's about 60 different speed cameras across the street network in Helsinki.
The speed cameras, the various other elements, I suppose. Louise, let me come to you, cycling campaigner and former vice chairperson of Dublin Cycling Campaign. Is this an attitude? Just give us a sense of Helsinki, first of all. It's astonishing. No road deaths whatsoever.
I think you've got to look at, and I like what he pointed out about it being 10 years in the making. You've got to think about road design. You've got to have the data on where accidents are happening and how you can make them safer. You need carrots and sticks. You need enforcement. You need cameras. But you also need to create an environment where people can walk and cycle safely. And you only do that by really understanding behaviour and the behaviour of people who drive and the behaviour of people who cycle and walk as well. But what I love about the way he describes Helsinki is that it's holistic. It's thinking about everybody. You know, and that's what we need to do. We shouldn't be thinking, oh, we have to think first and foremost about how people are driving. No, we have to think about the whole package, from older people to babies to young people. How are they all moving around a city and how can we facilitate them to stay alive? This is what it's ultimately all about. Mm-hmm. We want to, you know, we supposedly have a Vision Zero policy here in Ireland, but I see very little evidence of that, A, having an impact, or B, building up this kind of strategy that is incremental and creates really coherent, consistent speed limits and enforcement and safety for all of us.
Conor Faulknan, I'd love to bring you in here because, we have Jennifer on the line, do we? Jennifer, are you with us?
I am, yes.
Hi, Jennifer.
I am.
Is this a cultural reset, do you think? Because there's so many moving parts, as Louise just said. And I think in Ireland, you know, we have a big focus on bus routes, for example, and we talk about bus routes and, you know, is there anybody actually looking at the 360 picture, Jennifer?
I think that's a really important part. So, you know, from listening to the engineer there from Helsinki, but also reading up on it, the culture within the city seems to play a huge part in this. You know, that pedestrians are given way to cyclists, are given way to, and there isn't that. You know, sometimes I think in Dublin or the major cities, we have a sort of aggression towards more vulnerable road users. And I think sort of the culture in Ireland can be a little bit that the car is the primary user of the road, and things have to revolve around our car usage versus actually protecting the more vulnerable users. And I think they seem to have gotten that right in Helsinki. So I think certainly the culture and the behaviour is something that we need to look at. But also what I find really interesting is that they've seemed to sort of zone in on Helsinki as an area, and they've targeted their measures to the safety of a city, which obviously when it comes to road safety will be very different to the measures you might have in more rural areas. And I'm just thinking about it now and wondering whether actually we need to be doing something similar in Ireland rather than talking about road safety across every single facet of Ireland, whether you're talking about, you know, tiny, you know, roads or major motorways or indeed city urban streets. Maybe we should be setting targets for more specific areas like the city of Dublin and having a strategy that's very much focused and targeted towards the people who use our streets in Dublin, and then a similar one for maybe Donegal, based on the current characteristics and environment there. You know, so I'm just wondering whether we should actually even be breaking it down a little bit more the way Helsinki has done, because that seems to have been very, very successful.
And what are the elements, Jennifer, do you think that are making it so safe? Obviously, their attitude, their lifestyle helps. The prioritising cycling or public transport over taking, you know, one person in a car every day back and forth to work. You know, there are lifestyle elements, but he's also that traffic engineer talking about the amount of cameras. I mean, that's a huge investment, isn't it?
It is a huge investment, but it's an important one as well. You know, I mean, we have so many deaths in Ireland, 174 last year across the country who lost their lives tragically on our roads. And that's not even taking into account the people who were seriously injured. So I think it's an investment we should be making. I think the other thing as well in Helsinki is a major part of this was public transport. And, you know, the less people actually driving and using public transport or being able, you know, able to walk, that's a huge benefit as well. So I think, as Louise was saying, like, it's a holistic approach we need. There isn't sort of a silver bullet, and we need to be making sure that our infrastructure is up to scratch, but also that, you know, the less people that are driving using, you know, heavy, our vehicles are getting heavier and heavier by the year, you know, so the more people who can use public transport or walk, the better, and as long as it's safe, and we do need to make that safe for them.
Yeah. Connor, I believe you're there, are you?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Good morning to you, Connor. I'd love to get your take on the Helsinki picture. You know, what is the magic recipe? They have it so right. I mean, I think that's quite incredible. No road deaths whatsoever.
Yeah, well, it's not one thing. As I say, there's no magic solution. It's actually diligence across a whole load of small things. But I think it's interesting if you compare Helsinki or Finland to Ireland. People might not know this, but both countries, Finland and Ireland, are star performers in terms of road safety, particularly over the last 20, 30 years. Now, road deaths in both countries have dropped by two-thirds in recent times. And actually, consistently now, both Ireland and Finland score amongst the safest countries in the entire world for road safety. You've got Sweden, you've got Denmark, and latterly these days you tend to have Ireland, and in fact on, you know, recent stats, slightly ahead of the Finns. But you're talking here about best practice countries, the Finns and ourselves included. And what we discovered is, you know, back in the bad old days in Ireland when we had way over 400 road deaths per year, dealing with the first two-thirds of those was relatively easy. We just had to get our act together, drink driving, dedicated guard the traffic or a lot of the penalty points, all the stuff that we're doing. When you get down to the really small numbers, it's very, very difficult to achieve Vision Zero. You know, it's an inspirational statement, but it's not an easy thing to do. You know, and individual deaths then become something like outliers rather than trends. We've a spike in motorcyclist deaths in Ireland this year, something we definitely have to watch. You're always concerned about pedestrians and vulnerable road users. And if you look at urban areas, well, look, Helsinki scores better than Dublin, even if Ireland nationally would score slightly better than Finland. And even if both are best practice examples, Helsinki is clearly doing something, you know, a bit more comprehensively than Dublin. And it feels to me, as the engineer was saying, that it's a mix of those things. It's not one silver bullet. Certainly, we need to do better on enforcement. We don't have as much of it as we might need to. Certainly, we need to improve things like infrastructure, particularly where different modes meet. A lot of the worst accidents that we've had in Dublin have involved conflicts between trucks turning left and cyclists coming up on the left-hand side. It's grim and horrible, and maybe there are engineering ways that we can prevent those opportunities for collisions occurring. So, you know, it's a lot of hard work. As I say, it's not the stage of the road safety problem where one big idea announced by a minister is going to get you a brilliant return. It's much more difficult than that. The obvious stuff has been done, and it's incrementally more difficult as you get closer and closer and closer to zero, which is what everybody wants to get to, a consistent zero, whereby when you ask how many people die on Irish roads, the answer is none. And we haven't finished.
Yeah, that needs to be our goal, doesn't it? And clearly it's achievable. Yeah. Someone's just texted in, just back from a holiday in Switzerland. We had a car and we were amazed that no one ever broke a speed limit. The instant the speed limit changes, everyone slows down. Why? Because there's cameras everywhere. Mm. You're nodding, Louise.
And also signs. You know, I think consistency is really important. And what Jennifer picked up there on this idea of consistency across Ireland and even within Dublin, I cycle across from Fingal to Dublin City. And the way the roads are laid out varies vastly between those two counties. As a result, it's very confusing for everybody. It's confusing for me as a cyclist, but it's confusing for people driving as well. And I think the government has pledged, you know, they pledged to introduce more consistent and appropriate speed limits. And this is the 30 kilometre per hour that was supposed to be introduced in urban cores across Ireland. That's been rolled back recently. And there's now a real sense of confusion. How is it going to be implemented? What will the implementation rollout look like? And councillors are saying, we understood that this was going to be implemented from the minister with guidance. And now it looks like that's no longer the case. As a result, you're going to have a lack of consistency. It leads to tension. It leads to confusion. And people who drive dominate the road. They put all of us in more danger. And as a result, I think people like myself and other women who are part of the monthly cyclist group, we're going to feel more vulnerable. You have to be consistent. You have to be coherent. That means cameras. But more than anything else, I think signs are really important. The RSA stats show that barely one in three people are actually staying within the speed limit in the areas that are even supposed to be 30 kilometre per hour now. Mm-hmm. Impunity is rife. Everybody's, you know, I see it all the time when I'm cycling. People are using their phones. So we need to monitor better. We need to an end to this impunity. But we also need consistency in laws. Sorry, just very briefly to mention, we have 25 acts that govern road traffic. We have about 400 statutory instruments that govern how, and you can see this in the signs. The signs around the roads in Ireland are massively confusing for everybody. We need to codify this. We need to make consistency part of the law as well as, and that'll govern, that'll support people to change their behaviour. Because, you know, it's kind of a chicken and egg situation. What comes first, people's behaviour or like good design that makes people feel safe and they take into consideration vulnerable road
and
users.
And that's, you've hit the nail on the head, Louise, because, you know, if you tell people to cycle to work, they're not instantly going to feel safe. And we hear all the time the cycle lane just disappears on route somewhere. You know, so the infrastructure needs to be there. Let me just get a last word from you, Jennifer, just before we go on this. Is there enough political will, do you think, to prioritise the safety and look at that bigger picture in the way Helsinki have clearly done very well?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think it's something, it's great that we're having this conversation and it's great to see examples like Helsinki that we can look to and say, actually, you know, let's try emulate that. I do think sort of politically, though, one area that we really need to look at is the enforcement. And, you know, I think it's a huge element because, unfortunately, we don't have enough enforcement on the roads in Ireland. And the numbers of Gardaí are quite low at the moment compared to previous years. We're around 630 road policing Garda at the moment. But if you look at, say, to 2013, there was around 800 and there was a million less cars on the road. So the whole issue of the road policing Garda needs to be looked at and enforcement. I remember a number of months ago, I was actually driving on the N11 into work one day and the traffic was, we were backed up. And this Garda on a motorbike came by in the hard shoulder and was looking slowly into everybody's car to see whether they were on their phone. And I just thought that was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, you could see he caught on my road on the way in. He pulled over three cars because, we were sort of passing each other out and then he'd come by us again. But it was such a really, really good measure. And I think, you know, obviously distraction and people using the phone is a major issue at the moment. And I just thought that was a really clever way of bringing that enforcement in, because I think if people thought that they, you know, that the enforcement was there, I think it would really discourage a lot of people, you know, taking part in
and
that.
And that's
really
a resource thing, Jennifer, because there's not enough guards is what we're going to hear.
So we do need a lot more enforcement Gardaí on the road.
Yeah. And as you say, I'm very familiar with the car park that is the N11, you know, and you're sitting there inching along and there's huge temptation to pick up the phone or check a message or whatever, because, and that's actually when accidents can happen, because you're just inching along and you take your mind off the road for a second, isn't it? Not even your eyes, just your mind, Louise.
Absolutely. And I can see it. It's like a body language. I watch the way cars are moving and I know the person's on the phone. I can see exactly what's happening. And I see it all the time, like that Garda that you were describing, Jennifer. When I'm cycling along, I see people on their phones so much of the time and it makes me frightened, you know, it makes me scared.
Absolutely. Well, that's a reminder to us all to be more safe and more careful. Louise Williams, a cycling campaigner, thank you for joining us this morning. Of course, Conor Faulkner and TD for Wicklow, Jennifer Whitmore. Thank you.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.